9592, Dean Sherman, east of Route 5, 4,000 feet east of a private lane, a special use exception for the determination of existence of a non-conforming borrow pit.
Dean Sherman, 26632 Equistar Drive, Milton.
Mm-hmm. You swear testimony about to give, true and fair question knowledge?
Yes.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I don't know exactly how much information you guys have, so I guess I should start at the beginning.
Okay.
In May of this year, I wrote Shane Abbott a letter explaining the situation with a parcel of property I own over near Milton. We have a tract of land over there that is somewhat landlocked, and for many, many years there's been a borrow pit in the very back of that property. And a couple years ago, the farm just to the south of us was sold and targeted for development. So I thought it was probably a good idea if I could get some type of documentation on that borrow pit.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a big commercial borrow pit like you guys are used to hearing and seeing. It's just a private thing on a farm, an old farm pit that we've used for years and years. My father used it. His father used it. Some of you may know we're in the plumbing heating business, and we're always in need of some dirt for driveways, for septic tanks, for the operation of the business.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we've always gotten small amounts of material out of that area, and I've got some more information here that I'd like to give you, if that's all right. Should I give it to the young lady?
Yes.
How many do I need?
Four,
six,
five. You have them. Six, five. If you have them, appreciate it.
This one here has some original signatures on it. The rest are copies.
Okay.
Anyway, Mr. Abbott directed me to come here and visit with you this evening.
At 73 acres, you got, is there a home or anything on that piece of property?
No, there. The only thing, no, there's nothing on that piece of property at all. It's I want to say maybe 10% wooded, the rest of the tillable property.
Okay.
Since 1970, have you taken material from that every year?
Yeah.
Do you have any type of documentation that shows that, or have you sold any of it, or?
No, we've never sold any material out there. We've always used the material
for the business
of sorts. And
there we go.
You need more? I have more if you need.
No,
more.
I think we got one, bro. Everybody got one.
Anyway, as the front letter outlined, I mean, it started out. There's been some other uses for the material, as our business has grown, as my endeavors have grown. I've actually used material out of this borrow pit for some development stuff that I've done personally, where our office is, our office complexes, both in Milton and Lewis. Material was taken out of there. Again, that's all. The narrative to this whole thing is really on the very first page you have there, which is again a copy of a letter I had sent to Shane Abbott. The second paper you have there is basically a proximity map, which this is about a mile north of Harbison Light, right on Route 5. But this property doesn't face on 5. It's back off 5. You have to go through one of our other farm parcels to get to it. It's back, I think the thing said 4,000 feet actually off Route 5. That's basically a copy of the tax map. The third thing that I wanted to give to you guys was I went over to the Farm Bureau place, and they were able to furnish me with some aerials, and that's something that I've called Exhibit A, which was, they said, was done in 1977. And the copy's dark, but I've tried to put a red arrow on that would hopefully indicate what the thing looked like from the sky. and you can see it looks like a little a jet out there, and there's not a lot of activity there. I'm not trying to say there is, but there's certainly some activity there, and the fact that it jets out would tell you that something's going on, because all the rest of the farm fields are all squared up, and there's a there looks like a little peninsula sticking down there, and that's where we've got material. I think this photograph was probably taken when crops were on, so it's probably full of weeds, and that's why you don't show up too much. The next exhibit B was another aerial that they gave me. They actually furnished me that, and they said that was done in 1989. And it's a little bit better copy. It's a little lighter, and I've tried to indicate so you guys could see where that was there, but it shows up a little more. By 1989, we had taken a couple bites of dirt out of there for some of the development projects we've done. Again, when I say development, not development in a commercial sense, but building my offices and some rental properties I have. And then the last aerial was one I just went on to Google and got one that shows what the thing looks like now, and it sticks right out there. It's actually the colored one that shows actually some water in that where it's been dug out. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure what date the satellite went over for this one. I want to say it's probably been within the last year, but I don't know if it says exactly, but that's basically currently what the thing looks like from the sky. Mm-hmm. So not having any, not having sold any material out of there and could not verify that, the only thing I could think to do was go around to the people that knew a little bit about it. And I've got six different letters or six different statements. And the first three are from people who live and know about the property. Their last name is Sherman, so they certainly should know. And one of them is my father, the third one. The other one are second, third tier relatives that live near there, actually, very near there. The first letter states that, you know, he knows that there's been a private pit there for at least 40 years. That's from Ed Sherman. Wayne Sherman is his son. He lives directly beside the lane you have to go down to get to this piece of property. It's on a different parcel, but it's where you get to this property and you exit out on Route 5, and he's lived there for many years. And plus, he's actually worked down in the pit. He's done some cleaning up with, you know, bulldozer and stuff like that. He actually done some stuff down in there. And then the third one's from my father. And my father, of course, he goes way back. This parcel was his old home place, and he said he remembers his father carrying dirt out there in a horse and wagon. That was a little bit before my time. But that was, again, that started out back using dirt around the farm. Fourth letter is from James Carpenter. James Carpenter is a predominant farmer over in that area. He's rented our ground for as long as I can remember. He said it was about 40 years. And he's indicating in this statement that he recollects dirt pit type activity going on there for as long as he's been tilling the farm. The fifth letter is from another Miltonian over in that direction, Wayne Hudson. He's been back there and actually done work. What would happen, we would go in there and we could dig what we could with the backup, but then we'd have to get somebody else who had bigger equipment to stockpile for us and stuff like that from time to time. And he's done work for my dad back there. There's a statement to that effect right there. And then the last statement, I knew that Joe Busby from JOB Construction had built our office building over in Westcott's Corner in 1984. And I know that they hauled all the material for our Lewis office out of there. The site preparation was part of their contract. And they wondered where they'd get dirt clothes. Of course, that was back when Lewis was way out in the middle of nowhere. You know. Mm-hmm. But I told them that they could get it back to the farm. So they went back there and loaded it back there and hauled it back there. So that goes back for him as back as far as 84. The two people that live close to there have also made statements on or comments on their statements that they have no opposition to it and they support it, the Ed Sherman and Wayne Sherman letter. And then I went to the developer who's going to be developing the parcel directly to the south of us, and that's the one I'm worried about, that when we get 400 or 200 or 10 million homes or whatever it is, that if I dust some old guy on his patio, then he's going to be calling the county, you know what I mean? And not that I anticipate it being a real issue, but certainly I want to make sure that if any way at all possible, I can get this documented. But anyway, the The statement, the last one you have there, is from the communities of Beaver Creek. And those guys are the ones doing the development right across from the donut store on Route 9. But that development carries over across the stream and over into the farm just to the south of us, which is like the last phase of that project. And he's got a statement there saying that he has no opposition to it and actually supports it. So he's okay with it, or at least the representative from that company is. So what I'm here tonight is basically just to try and, document if I can that this pit's not a new venture. It's an old farm pit turned into a small private pit, and I just I think I need to try and get whatever documentation I can now before any potential homeowner issues were to come of it. Where we carry out the material, the farm trucks use that lane all the time, so they're going to generate a whole lot more activity than I ever would. But still, knowing how things go in Sussex County and everything, I thought I'd better get over here to you guys and see what you thought about it.
You're not paying on selling dirt to any other?
No, I'm not a slate contractor. We the scope of what we've used the material for is some fill material for my private things like office buildings, rental property, stuff like that. The plumbing heating business uses it for, like, if we do sewer water hookups or septic tank, we got a collapse, we need material for that. We're also in the propane business, and a lot of times we need a little fill dirt to fill somebody's yard in after it settles in around the tank, stuff like that. It's, relatively speaking, it's small, small potatoes. But there's no small potato category. It's got to be, it's a bar pit, I guess.
Mm-hmm. What would you estimate the annual removal is?
I was afraid you'd ask me that. Depending on what I've got going on, I mean, you know.
Just for the business, typically.
Oh, for the business end, again, that may vary from year to year. I mean, like if they open up a section where they're doing sewers, then we might pull a load a day, and that might go on for 6 months. And then the thing may sit for 3 or 4 months, and we not use any, or it may sit for 3 or 4 days, and we need a little dirt over at a customer's yard. It's tough to say, but I.
To the best of your knowledge, it hasn't sat for a year without anything borrowed.
No, because to be honest with you, since I've been, I mean, now, no, there's always been activity in a given year period. Now, it may sit 2 months and we not need any. I mean, if it gets real cold, we're not doing any site work, nothing going on, it could sit for two, 3 months and nothing happened. But, you know, we're always in need of a little bit of material. And to be honest with you, it's just like concrete. When it's tougher to get a little bit than it is to get a 100 trucks.
Mm-hmm.
So that's about the
2 years.
Yeah.
What percentage or how many acres would you say the actual borrow pit makes up of that total of 73?
Right now, but I would want to say maybe like an acre, acre and a half that has water in it. Most of it's filled right now. Maybe 2 acres at the most.
And realistically, for the foreseeable future, how many acres would you think would ever be the maximum that you'd use for something like this?
I did anticipate that question, and if it's been there for 40 years and we used up an acre and a half, it's pretty small. But I mean, even if for some reason property prices became more affordable and I got ambitious and started doing some of my own stuff, I mean, I'm thinking like the most like 5 acres in my lifetime total would be my guess. I know you're not, and I'm not even asking you to.
What you're asking is basically for the board to confirm that there is and has been a relatively small borrow pit.
Yes.
And so if the board confirms that, I think you would have to understand that doesn't give you free rein to make a 70-acre borrow pit.
Right.
And I think you would have to expect that maybe the county would consider putting some limits on the number
of acres. That's fine. My residence, my personal residence is in close proximity to this, so I don't want a commercial dirt pit in there. So, thinking, again, I don't know, it's tough for me to say. I hate to say 5 and need 6, but I mean, certainly that's the scope of what my thoughts are at this time.
10 is adequate?
I think it's more than adequate.
Okay. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay, hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think this goes under advisement, please.
Okay. Do you have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. McCabe that we take case number 9592 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give you a voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case has been taken under advisement tonight. That means there may be a decision made here later on this evening.
Okay.
You can stay if you would like, or you can call the office in the morning.
Is there a chance you guys want any more questions to ask of me?
Public hearing's closed.
Public hearing's closed.
Yes, it's closed
okay,
now.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you.
Case number 9593.